All things green. Much communication is being made worldwide about our atmospheric problems and pollution in general. INTS has a very practical side in non-theoretical pursuit, but would be better considered non-aligned to any commercial, political, or even religious interests. Here, our practices as a general population will be discussed in the atmosphere of academic freedom, and all pertinent interests will be addressed. Governments that have ecological studies and make announcements and create programs have their political interests at heart and only seem to show concern about a problem when it becomes popular. Political parties are mostly survival-oriented, and their main thrust is lost over time. The Canadian Green Party is unusual in that it has a specific philosophy and direction and must find political power in primarily that. For that purpose, it is unlikely to succeed because the other parties are more willing to bargain with the devil to retain influence. For these political reasons, the Green Party must elude its thrust and try to find a road that will step on as few toes as possible. They must also present a complete platform in case they do come to power, and the status quo in many cases is one that causes serious pollution and compromises them regardless of their choice. Still, voting for them would put pressure on the one in power to reform. This pollution study can be pretty dry stuff. Political misguidance, business greed, and general public laziness, together with rising poorer nations and desire for convenience, makes one wonder where to start. INTS presents papers that attempt to delve into various aspects in depth. The basic problems are outlined in the earliest articles, and then detailed solutions are explored beyond that. The public governing agencies and business are the only ones responsible. But then that includes everyone, and rightly so. Academically, we can study the retirement of the electrical power grid through home generation, but in the real world, the hydro companies and governing bodies would have to be satisfied that there would be no loss in employment or revenue. That pretty well outlines the most basic problem of pollution. Good world stewardship ideas don't just fly without corporate interests being addressed, and present governments are a slave to capitalist concerns. We have only two basic directions to use, and both are utterly immense. The first would be to try to find and install a method of exchange that didn't completely control all of Earth's legal and political systems. The other would be to find a way that the political system could control polluting production. The second is the method that we are presently trying to pursue with little result, and the first is just plain unlikely. Actually speaking, if the governing bodies were able to wrest control of commerce-created pollution, then a new system would be in effect, and the almighty bottom line would be retired as our decision-producing device. Governing bodies could then govern, and money concerns would take their place well below ecology. If you have any ideas on this subject, then feel free to comment, and if acceptable, will be included with the subject that is appropriate. This is the most difficult problem that we have faced since the Cold War proliferation of ICBMs, and must be addressed before we completely destroy our atmosphere, much the same as atomic warfare, but without the explosions. Amron Sor.